Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
There was once a dream, you could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil!
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's mightiest heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith. Trust.
Well, if it isn't the Star-Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
Take your pixie out of your pockets, Neverlanders. Sprinkle some of that pixie dust around with your happiest thoughts so we can fly away to Neverland one more time. I, of course, am your host, the Spider Pan Jeremy. Why am I the Spider Pan? Because I am the Pan here of Neverland, head of the Lost Boys, which, by the way, you can become an official Lost Boy or pixie. Why not Lost Girls? Because girls are too clever and they don't get lost. You can do all this at Neverland Podcast. .com. Search for the Neverlanders tab. Also, make sure you visit our shop and our Pandora links are available there so you can help support the show. This show is all about Free Comic Book Day. So I went out today, Cinco de Mayo for some of you, Drinco de Mayo for the rest of you. But we went out for Free Comic Book Day with my buddies Lost Boy Philip and new Lost Boy Seth, which we're calling him Lost Boy Sith, I guess, or Lost Boy Darkseid? I don't know. He had a Revenge of the Sith type of thing going on Facebook today. So it is his first time ever being on the show, but you're going to hear a lot of... I tried to adjust the audio to where you don't hear so much of my car as we're driving to the various locations. We have some time spending in line. We have some fun conversations. I'm not sure if I'm going to use one of them. I'm setting aside where we had a conversation about football and Madden games and some other video games of football related that I might put in if we have time, but we have so much content that I don't know if I'm going to get to it. I may save it for a later show just for fun. But I've often thought that, you know, you could make an entire podcast just out of the three of us sitting around talking about whatever. And so that's generally what we have here. But we're off going to go get some free comics. And we talk about some Disney. We talk about the new Ant-Man and Wasp trailer. Yes, there was a new trailer this week. And we generally have a lot of fun. And you are invited to come along with us. So let's get started.
Spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
Okay, so this morning, Phil.
Yes.
I had to tell you this when I saw this.
Sure.
I saw a video on YouTube, and they apparently they've confirmed this. Okay, so Rocksteady.
Yes.
You're familiar with this company, perhaps. Well, no, you've played only Arkham Asylum, but you never finished it, right?
I never got to finish it, and I love what I played. It's funner than fun.
Yes. They have done a very good job, although a lot of people didn't like Batman Arkham Origins, and yeah, it's not as good as some of the others.
Yeah.
Well, Rocksteady Games' current project... Superman.
Oh!
Yes!
I was watching Superman Histories just an hour ago. All sorts of Superman Histories. I'm wearing my Superman shirt as we speak. Two of them, actually, and my Superman belt, which I'm always wearing. Yes, I don't know if y'all know this. I am a Superman fanatic.
Oh, yes. We forgive him for being a DC fan because we're all Disney Marvel people, right?
Hey, well, listen, you know I love Marvel, too. You know that. But if it weren't for DC, Marvel wouldn't be what it is. And if it weren't for Marvel, DC wouldn't be what it is in the sense that it made DC kind of change itself.
They knew they had to step up and compete because Stan Lee was on a roll.
That's right. But I'm not talking about DC movies because they're not up to the Marvel jazz.
Yeah. We'll just let it go with that. But I actually just this week I found, and I guess it was published in 2015, but it was a hardcover and basically a comic book, but it was Stan Lee's biography that he wrote
neat.
With Peter David and had an artist draw up, so it's like Stan Lee's life story and history as a comic book.
Oh, cool.
This is Free Comic Book Day. But the other weird news that I gotta tell you about this. Alright, you have probably heard about the famous redhead has been replaced in Walt Disney World, right?
Yes.
And Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, I've heard this.
Disneyland has recently closed. They're now replacing her in a different version of the auction scene. The last ride that Walt Disney himself actually worked on.
Yes.
Now, here's what I'm finding very funny.
Disney. That's hard for me. That's hard. You know, I love the original.
Yeah. Well, Disney has decided that you're going to get to meet and greet Red, R-E-D-D, the
yes.
redhead, as she's walking around New Orleans Square in Disneyland. Why? I mean, you know me. I love me some redheads.
Yes.
And putting another redhead in the park, I'm cool with, but really? Do you think anyone cares enough right now? You've got a lot of people who are upset with it. Are they trying to make the character popular now?
That is strange.
Probably not the best timing. I would say give it time. Maybe the character will become popular in this new version. And even on the Disney Parks blog, they have a fake interview with the character Red, or R as they call her. Yeah, I know it keeps getting worse. You know, even just, you know, saying that her name is Red as a redhead is cheesy.
Yeah.
But they do bring up, so, you know, many pirates thought that having a woman on board was bad luck. And the response is, it's bad luck not to have a woman on board. Yeah, that was good. At least you brought in some history and tried to make an excuse for it. But, yeah, it's really taming everything down. Pirates are, they're trying to want to have pirates as heroes. If you've got Jake and the Neverland Pirates, you've turned Jack Sparrow into sort of a hero. These were pirates, for crying out loud.
They're thieves.
They were thieves, they were murderers, they were cats. Heck, it's even in the song there. So it's just getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
But so now she's going to be out and about. So if you want to meet her in Disneyland, she'll be out there this summer. Now, would you be interested in meeting the pirate version of the Red? But she's basically a rum dealer. She's just out there selling her rum. Well, that's what she's doing. She's out there trying to get the auctioneer to get everybody to bid on her rum. That's what her dialogue and whole thing is like. Oh, look. They don't want chickens. They want the rum. Yeah. That's her whole thing. That's the new redhead.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what to say about that.
I had a listener say that, hey, you know, it still feels like a Pirates of the Caribbean ride, so it didn't bother him too much, but it's just sad when they take away something that it's like you can't replace, you know? The Paul Frees voice of the auctioneer is gone. The last ride that, well, of course, now, the Pirates of the Caribbean has been altered so many times.
Yes.
Some people are like, well, here they go again, but...
I personally I didn't really like the Jack Sparrow being put in there. I didn't mind that they put him in once.
Yeah.
I personally would have had him just show up. I wouldn't even had it been that you had him doing stuff in it. I would have just had him being in it.
Yeah,
had him be there.
That last shot, the last area with him, he's there with the treasure.
That would have been it. That would have been great. That would have been it for me.
But turning the entire story around Jack Sparrow and putting Barbossa on the ship as the captain
that
was
that would have
cool
been great.
Too.
And to me, that would have been enough.
And it fit.
But having the whole, I didn't even mind having Davy Jones' face.
Yeah, the Mystic was
that was cool.
Yeah,
but you didn't need to have. We need Jack Sparrow and all the whole time.
Yeah,
and
have plot
what they got three of them, three Jack Sparrows or whatever showing up. I didn't like that. I thought that was it. Plus, it's the whole time. Like, how did he appear in three different places? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm old school. That's it.
Well, you're moving through the story or whatever. But yes. Yeah.
This is the first time that you all have been on the show.
Yeah, this is your first time.
Well, this I'm going to hand this back to drive. Yes,
this. Yes. He's not Lost Boy Seth, though. He will be the very first pirate on your show.
We kill pirates. Didn't you see Hook?
Yes, but he is a Sith
but
Seth.
He's kind of a Sith. No. Well, he can be Lost Boy Darkseid. That's what we call him.
Lost Boy Darkseid.
There you go. Oh, and something you might have heard about this. I just found out about this morning. You hear what Rocksteady's new project is now that they're done with Batman games?
No, what is it?
Superman.
Really?
That'll be good.
Now, you know, if they approach it like they did Red Dead Redemption and Grand Theft Auto.
Well, that's Rockstar Games, not Rocksteady.
Rocksteady. Yeah. Well, you know what, though? That's still pretty good, though.
Yeah. Because the map's supposed to be three times as big as Arkham Knight.
Wow.
Really?
Because you can fly.
Wow.
That'll be interesting, though, because they haven't done a whole lot of games with the flight-based.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that, so, you know, because I like the Batman game. I played several of them. I just didn't finish them, unfortunately. But I will, and I still have those Batman games in my...
Well, they're worth playing.
Yeah, I plan on playing them. I just need to hook up the PlayStation 3 to do so.
I think my favorite one, though, out of all of them is the second one. Because Arkham Knight was good, but the only problem with it...
The Batmobile.
Because you'd be doing some very strange things with...
Like converting it to a tank and blasting people?
Well, you know, at some point it started feeling more like Halo.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I've actually heard that from several people.
But then the physics for the car, too, would put you in some very awkward situations. It'd feel like you were playing like a bumper car.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I did like that I could download the 89 Batmobile and drive it, though.
Now, that was fun, but even still, though, that...
Then you couldn't convert it to tank anymore. You couldn't complete any of the game with it. You could just drive it.
Yeah, I mean, you could, you know, feel like Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between the original Arkham Asylum and the second one there, the Arkham City. I love them both equally. Because Arkham Asylum just had that creepy tone the whole time. I was really
That's
cool.
What I loved is how it felt like you were really Batman. I used to get, when I was playing it, I'd actually get nervous that I was going to get caught, you know, they were going to find me or whatever, you know, like I'm going to do something. I love that.
I think the creepiest level for me anyways was when you're trying to hide from Scarecrow and it made him look like he was real tall.
Yeah, and I remember that.
When he was trying to look for you, his eyes, if I remember right, would kind of glow. And it
yes.
Like,
yep.
Yes, I love Scarecrow.
But then, though, when you see what in reality what it was just the Scarecrow standing next to the fence. Yeah. But those drugs that he had Batman under the influence of made it seem like this huge...
Yeah, well, what's creepy is even right before you'd go into Scarecrow's world, all the weird stuff that messed with your head, like going into the morgue, and all the voices are telling you, you shouldn't be here, get out. Like a haunted morgue, and then he unzips his parents in the body bags, and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, it was creepy as heck.
But it definitely fit the tone perfectly.
Yes, that's such a great game. And so now we have a Spider-Man game on the way out that I hope lives up to some of those.
Yes. Well, you know what, but it's made by a pretty good team, so.
I have high hopes.
You know, they did really good with the Uncharted games.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so... I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be able to make it. All the trailers.
It looks really impressive. Good.
Truth is, almost every comic book character, they ought to be able to, I say almost, because not all comic book characters, but many of the comic book characters, they ought to be able to take their stories and make them into really great video games.
They're overdue for a good X-Men game.
Yes, Pride of the X-Men, see? Pride of the X-Men's playing. Yeah, they really ought to.
And I like the idea of being able to go back and forth, and if you have some stuff you're going to play as Peter Parker.
Yeah.
That's what some of these games have been missing is, you know, maybe having some storyline where you're going to go around as yourself. Or as the regular, you know.
Hey, you can be Peter Parker vacuuming Aunt May's house.
And why not Dagwood and Blondie? Now that's a... or why not Heathcliff? Heathcliff's fun is so much fun.
Just be glad EA's not making any of these things. Company's in trouble. Why
are they in trouble?
Well, you know, their games aren't selling as good. Like, they really thought that their Star Wars, you know, the Battlefront game was going to sell more than it did. But, you know, it's not as good as the original.
No, you just can't seem to catch up with that.
Well, they look better.
Yeah, they look better.
Well, they tried to base it off. They thought they were going to trick a lot of people into microtransactions.
Yeah.
It's like there was a rebellion. So many people.
In Star Wars, a rebellion? Yeah. I don't say.
But it was the buyers this time instead of people in X-Wing fighters. But.
Well, I was disappointed because I bought that extra stuff with it, thinking that like it was going to be like the wrestling where you was going to get all the characters and all that. And all it was these little extra packages. You know, you did get... You know, some of the characters, you'd unlock them or whatever, but it's not the same thing.
Though, after people threw such a big fit about it, they temporarily took out the transactions, and the game still wasn't selling well, so it just made EA mad, and they're like, never mind, the transactions are coming back, but nobody's playing it, so.
I was expecting the line would be back here, because it's the parking lot, but I guess we're lining up in the front of the building, but that's okay. I wanted to get here early enough to make sure that we could get in there early enough. There are some hot topic items, some Avengers, some Spider-Man, and even because this is a Disney show, I gotta grab Disney princesses. So, yes, I'm doing it. I'm gonna grab it. I will read it. We'll talk about it. Some Disney princess comic books. I am true to my job, all right?
It's okay, man. No one's dissing you. I like that you love your princess.
Well, you know what? Every Disney fan, male or female, has a favorite Disney princess and a favorite Disney movie.
I do, too. A Cinderella. My wife is a Cinderella nut.
I'm an Ariel nut, probably because she's a redhead. But also, she's the first princess that actually made me laugh, because she has some funny moments.
Yes, she did.
But still, favorite movie, though, is Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
So, y'all, confessions. Yeah. All right, so Cinderella, is that...
Because my wife.
Because your wife.
Cinderella nut.
Favorite movie, though?
Animated. Oh, I will say, as far as going out to the theater, Ariel, because of that, and the way they drew her with the eyelid, bottom eyelid, you know, me being an artist and all, I thought was really respecting how they did it. You know, I thought they did such a great job.
We can get out of the car while we're talking.
Yes. So.
Beauty and the Beast, though, I thought they
did. Yeah, oh my gosh, I remember how excited we were for Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, man.
Woo, and it did not fail it did not disappoint. That's, all right, fess up.
No, I will tell you a Disney moment that did crack me up, because I was never into that, but I always went for Philip for his sake. And so
we saw Beauty and the Beast.
And so, well, there was a movie though that always reminded me of Philip Slice a little bit.
Oh,
that was the part where Quasimodo went to a safe place and yelled, "Sanctuary!"
Because you had a sanctuary down there.
And Philip, strangely enough, had a green coat that he could put over.
That's right.
Yeah, he did.
I was a Quasi-Filmo. It was the opposite, though. I was in the basement, not on top there.
I just pictured his father coming down after him angry.
And right now, I'm living back in that basement again.
Philip jumping on the bed.
Sanctuary! But my girl's with me now.
Well, dadgummit, oh, son, goodness. You said sanctuary.
Yeah, and now right now all the listeners are going to be like, what's so funny about his dad? So, yes. Yeah, that's going to be an inside joke. But am I the only one that actually got a look at what's the free stuff today? I forgot most of them. We announced it 2 weeks ago. But, yes, there is something special for
I will look for a couple of comic books that I've been wanting for a while. I'm right now collecting the Big Trouble in Little China graphic novels. I have the first three. And I want to collect all the things they have of that. I'm ordering some, and I've got the first three. I need to get the rest that they have. They're wonderful. I love it.
And, of course, I have other shops. This is just the beginning.
Yes, I'm fine with that.
This becomes an all-morning thing for me. Sometimes afternoon.
I'm okay with that. And then into the... I have to get home for long, but I can stay for a while.
You see what I see? Oh, Judy Jetson, vinyl collectible. Is that a Funko?
Let's see.
I can't tell.
It is.
Awesome.
That's awesome. I love Judy Jetson.
So, did you manage to get the 1,000th issue of Action Comics?
I want to. That is something else I'm after. I was watching a thing about this morning.
Yeah, I haven't found it anywhere. I told everybody, you better pre-order this thing, and then yes. I didn't take my own advice.
I forgot to, but I was watching a thing about it this morning, and the guy, he kind of went through it all, but I was like, I still want it. I want it. I want that.
I'm hoping I'll find it here. I couldn't find it anywhere else
so far. If you see it, let me know, because I do want that.
Well, if there's only one copy, sorry, brother.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Who's
wearing
it?
Who's wearing Superman?
Twice over, even. Look at you. And even on the belt, of course.
And I was going to wear my socks, but I didn't.
All right, y'all. One more time. It don't matter what you look like. It don't. Nobody going to sing with me. Okay.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
You did see the new trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp, the one that just came out this week, right?
No, I have not.
You haven't seen that one?
No. I have it.
But you have thoughts on Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes. Now, first of all, I'm a fan. But I was hearing, I have heard that it takes place before the last Avengers movie. And
I'm thinking it would have to.
Yeah, and this is just a spoiler for those who have not seen the new Avengers movie.
Spoiler warning. We give everybody time to skip. There we go.
Okay.
It's been 2 weeks. If you haven't seen it now, what's your problem?
Yes. Okay. The spoiler is, it's actually been a week. But either way, the spoiler is...
I guess only 1 week.
But either way, the spoiler that at the end, the only ones who are still left are the original Avengers. And so my thought is, with the Ant-Man and Wasp were part of the original Avengers, I'm talking about in the comic book.
Yeah.
My thought is that they may be around, and I don't know if this is going to happen, but I think that they may be around when all that is still happening in the film, and I'm wondering if they're going to be a part of it. Now,
that would be cool.
It would be great. Now, I know
That's not a big spoiler.
No.
That's okay. I don't think anybody's going to be mad at us.
I'm wondering if
that'd be cool,
if they were, because it would be, although in reality, Captain America wasn't part of the first issue, but he wasn't around
until
the 6th.
They did find him later.
Yeah, the 6th issue, which is kind of pathetic that I had it memorized like a biblical story, but the point is, it would be interesting if they did that, I think. I want to see that, but we'll see.
Yeah. Did you see the new trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Part of it. I didn't get to see the whole thing because I was watching it at work.
Okay. Well, nobody knows where you work. We don't know his last name. At a hospital, of course. But yeah, we got to see Ant-Man actually going out and trying to be more of a superhero crime fighter.
Good.
And he's actually trying to learn how to. He looks like he's trying to stop like a carjacking or something. And so he's like trying to be a superhero in this one, which is the first time we've gotten to see anything like that.
I wanted to see that. I've been waiting for a while for the sequel. I'm like, come on, man. Yeah. I've been wanting this.
I still don't know much about this villain.
There he goes.
The villain is a woman. She looks to be Asian in the trailer. I have no idea who she is.
Yeah, you don't know her name?
I have no idea at this point. Maybe by the time this airs, I'll Google it, and then we'll...
All right.
No, I don't know. But yeah, so we got a little bit of a look at the villain, but they're still really focusing on the fact that Ant-Man is trying to become more of a superhero instead of just breaking into some places and stealing some stuff.
Huh.
So
good, because that almost makes him villainous.
Yeah. But he saved the world from that creep.
Stealing for good.
Yeah, he's doing it for the right reasons.
For what he wants.
He's the modern day Robin Hood.
To Disney and beyond.
All right, so we were just mentioning that we need to go see Rampage because Philip and I played
and
that.
And him did too.
And you guys did too. But every time before Vacation Bible School, we would work on. He'd draw the kids, and I'd be coloring. But we'd go through the entire thing on the NES, just to play through all the Rampage. But you two used to play a lot of Rampage.
We used to go to the arcade and play Rampage continuously.
Well, I had it on the old Nintendo.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, the Nintendo one too.
Oh, we went nuts playing Rampage.
But I hated how they had Kansas City. Like, when you get to Kansas City, all it was a farm field.
Yes, it was.
And then when you get to St. Louis is a farm field with an arch.
Yes,
ooh,
yeah. And I haven't seen the movie yet. I want to.
Yeah.
But
if you had time today, we should go.
Oh, I don't have time. I have to work on sermons, but I wish I did. But maybe next week.
But yeah, I would only go see that with you.
Oh.
And I guess you better come too. Because I hear it's a lot of stupid fun.
Yes. The one thing I heard that people
didn't like. Well, you can't make it serious.
No, you can't. One thing I heard complaints about, they said they're just the animals that get turned in.
Yeah.
I wish it was people.
Yeah.
You know, because that's how
it was. That was part of the fun.
Yeah. those people. That would,
they turn human, walk off naked.
I mean, it's going to be dumb anyway. I wish it would be people that took some kind of potion or something, because that would be
ridiculous.
A lot of fun. Make it be some dumb people, you know, Stevie Simi or something. You know, that would be fun, you know.
I think they're based on some of the later console games where they invented this company that was doing weird experiments, and that's what caused the whole thing. And I think even on World Tour, which I did stay up all night one night with Josh playing Rampage World Tour on the PlayStation until 4 in the morning. And it wasn't really that good of a game, but the entire concept is you were marching your way towards the labs that had caused this in the first place to destroy the labs. And apparently that is the plot of the film, as these monsters are slowly working their way towards the labs.
You'd think that they would, based off the original, that made it a hit.
Well, the only thing you have in the original is, look, giant monster, smash building.
I just talked about part of the big parts of it, you know.
But they do have some bits like that. They do destroy Chicago, which they're smart in the film, though. Apparently they do evacuate everybody out of Chicago before the monsters show up and just destroy Chicago. Okay.
So you mean we're not doing Man of Steel where it was originally...
Yeah, Superman manages to kill half of Metropolis.
Well, but it was originally evacuated, but then in the sequel, to make it more deep, they're like, oh, there actually were people in those buildings.
Whoops.
Well, as long as Ben Affleck's here crying.
Yeah, as long as you have Ben Affleck to save the day.
Because if you remember in Man of Steel, you didn't see anybody in those buildings. People were even when...
Well, but they didn't acknowledge any sort of evacuation until Batman v Superman. They had, oh, we've evacuated the area.
That's what Batman v Superman should have been, Rampage.
Yes, Rampage with Doomsday?
Yeah.
It would have been more accurate.
A couple years ago, I saw that they had 3 ties that I wanted to buy.
Fighters? You wanted to buy TIE Fighters?
No. They had 3 ties that was Rampage. It was a scene from Rampage, and it had all 3 characters, one on each tie.
Oh, fun.
And I would have collected them. We could have worn them. They got all of us.
I have seen toys at, I guess I was at Walmart. They had toys that were based off the arcade game.
I would have.
They were like little squishy toys.
They may have them here.
I may have
they
to
might.
So Phil's going to shop like he used to back in his old days, where he would do the Bruce Willis type of thing where he'd stick his hands out and they'd have to touch off the aisles.
I know what he's talking about. He's talking about Unbreakable, right?
Yes, Unbreakable, where Bruce Willis could touch stick everything. His hands out.
That's how he'd feel. Yeah, he would touch it, and the other way he could feel. The moment he would touch it, he'd be able to know everything.
Oh, yes. Okay. I was thinking of Samuel L. Jackson in the comic store where he just starts knocking everything over.
Amanda loves when I tell the stories about how Phil used to shop in a toy aisle.
And she always says, used to.
Well, I told her it was far worse. Philip used to make sure that he'd have to touch everything.
Yes, I don't like the words you use. You used to say fondle. Don't say fondle.
You had your hands out like, and then you had this look of like Homer when he get a donut. That's how Phil in the toy.
It's embarrassing.
But that's why we love you, Phil.
It's embarrassing, but it's true. But it's embarrassing and true.
We laugh because it's funny.
And we laugh because it's true. Now let's go back to the Avengers for a second.
Okay.
I love the fact that they're talking about Grimace. I love the fact that they're that's what I love about Skylord. He takes us back to our childhood. The 80s
he does.
And things that we get and. What was really great, I'm with James when we're watching this. He and I are laughing hard, and we look over, and the kids didn't get a bit of it. And we were like, that's why we love it. You don't understand it, and we are adoring it.
Yeah. And even another Kevin Bacon in the reference.
Yes, I love that. I love Kevin Bacon. I own most of his films, or at least a lot of them.
It's just a shame there isn't a way they won't put Kevin Bacon in there.
He was in the, not in that universe. He wasn't in that universe, but he was in one of the X-Men movies.
Yes, he was.
But I guess that kind of could be. Seeing how they're making an X-Men film, which I'm actually disappointed in. I think they should start completely over.
Really, Kevin Bacon would come and save the day.
Yes, they should.
The Dark Phoenix film?
Yes.
They're actually going to do it in space, though. They're doing it right.
It's not going to be in is that going to be in the Disney?
No, this is still Fox was making it themselves.
Good.
The MCU still has a chance to reboot the X-Men later.
They should, because I don't want them to have that a part of it. Yeah. I want it to start over.
Because that deal won't be complete for like a year.
Yeah, we're finding out the little ink is still wet and still working its way around and figuring out how it works. And Disney actually had to buy a company called called Sky that was, I guess, was like a satellite TV service. All the shareholders that had something of that, Disney's having to give money to them before it's all done. Because that was part of 20th Century.
Because I so badly don't want that Deadpool or X-Men to be a part of Disney's universe. I want that to be a completely different thing.
Well, who knows? Maybe they'll find a way. Because I'm reading some current Deadpool. Well, I don't know how current it is. It's like 2015 Deadpool. I started reading some. And apparently he was a reservist with the Avengers. So could you imagine Deadpool gets rebooted and he gets to pop up in an Avengers film?
Well, that'd be fine.
You know what? The only way they could pull it off is he'd have to go on there and he'd say, well, I can't say bleep, 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 bleep. This is a PG universe here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, you can say the F word only once in a PG-13.
Yeah, I was going to say PG-13 I can handle. Just, you don't have to show your
rear end.
Well,
yeah,
you know, that would be a funny gag through the whole thing. He's like, I can't say it yet.
I can't say this. But, you know, the Deadpool comics I'm reading, he's not talking like that at all in what I'm reading. I just read an entire one of the graphic novels. He didn't cuss at all. And he actually didn't even do anything funny. The other thing that I'm finding weird is, you remember Slapstick?
Yes, I like him.
He's very different from what I remember him. He's running around as part of like a team that Deadpool has, and he's killing people with his hammer now.
Really?
Yeah, and he's got like a half beard, you know, thing.
Really?
But he's still supposed to be a cartoon.
I've seen him. I've seen him with the beard. I've seen him with that.
Yeah, so Slapstick is very different from the way I remember him, but I guess they needed to find a way to use him.
He kind of fits with Deadpool, I can say.
Yeah, I can see that working.
Of course, with the Deadpool we knew, he was a villain, so.
Yes, and in fact, that's what, every time I see a trailer, even though this last trailer kind of made me laugh because they made a crack at DC that I thought was funny.
That was
pretty funny, but they're putting him in Cable's role and putting Cable in Deadpool's role, really.
I don't care for that much.
I was like, no, I'd rather see a Cable movie.
Me too.
Josh Brolin is a good idea for Cable. I like that.
He really is, but I was sitting there thinking, I want to see Cable. I've been waiting for Cable since I was, 15? Actually, I was younger when I first saw Cable, but since I was 15, you know, that was deep into X-Men. You and I were watching the cartoon and all. I remember I've been waiting for Cable for a long time.
And now we get one. I don't know what they've done with him in the film, but I'm afraid to find out.
What do you time that? I didn't hear. I've been waiting for Cable for a long time, and all I heard at the end, I didn't hear him say Cable.
Am I going to have to edit something out of the
Gambit? I said Gambit.
Yeah, it did sound like it. I've been waiting for Cable for a long time. Gambit.
Gambit. Gambit. G-A-M-B-I-T. Gambit. It's an X-Men character.
We still talking really about Deadpool's language, and then next thing.
Yeah, Gambit.
I said.
You better watch your Gambit mouth.
I said and Gambit.
This may have to go into the blooper reel at the end of the show.
Gambit is my favorite mutant of the X-Men.
He's been waiting for a long time.
Yeah, Gambit.
I know Gambit was in the Wolverine Origins movie, but it was a stupid Gambit, as was Deadpool.
Yeah, Gambit.
Is there anything you're looking forward to getting, Seth Rowe? Beat a mill?
Nothing other than comics that Sarah wants.
Well, I see Pokemon in there.
I couldn't rouse her out of bed, so.
Well, save the date. Free comic book day. This is the sign we're looking at. It's the first Saturday in May. May the 5th, 2018. What comic books are they giving? Well, there's a Doctor Who. Let's see. What else they got here? There's a Disney Princess. So that's what Jeremy was talking about earlier. And Riverdale. I might get that. I like Riverdale. Well, I don't really watch it, but I like the characters of Archie comics. Pokemon, and looks like there's a few of those. What? Avengers. I'll have to get Avengers. Oh, you know you want Power Rangers. You gotta like Power Rangers.
What's the wackiness that we ended up with in the show?
I was sitting there talking about Pokemon and Power Rangers, talking about the comics that they're showing here on the...
They do have a few things here. Yes. An Overwatch comic. You better grab one for Sarah.
Overwatch.
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 There is a Disney Princess line, which, as a faithful Disney podcaster, I'm grabbing it just to be able to talk about it.
Rangers.
I can skip that one.
Power Rangers.
I can skip the Power Rangers. I can skip that one, too.
Disney Princess.
There's a lot. Yeah, that's the one. I'll grab that one. I'll grab the Doctor Who.
Transformers.
I'll probably grab that one, too.
Avengers Overwatch.
There's a long list of stuff that was on the website.
Well, there's more I was looking at right now.
Do they have some of the more? The table's out there. We can actually see everything. Wow.
I was looking at them.
There's another Tick.
Crush.
There is a different Star Wars. It's actually a different company. It's not a Marvel release. There's a Bongo. Bongo always has some good stuff. Got lots of that Avengers one. Lots of the Spider-Man one. I got to grab the Spider-Man. Thankfully, we're at the correct door where all the comics are right there, so we'll be able to get in, and everybody, we can go in, we can grab what we want.
I suddenly feel like I did when I was a teenager. We used to walk, Seth and I. Remember, it was June the 19th, 1992.
Paperback rack.
Well, but we walked all the way, Seth and I, we walked all the way to a comic book shop. It was over here close to his house and to his apartment. We were so excited about Batman Returns coming out, it ended up being absolute garbage. But the point is no, it wasn't a horrible show, but it wasn't that grand either. It wasn't near as good as the 1989 movie. No. Thank you, Tim Burton.
As I think I've said on a previous show, Tim Burton, sometimes you get Batman, sometimes you get Batman Returns.
That's right. But it's okay. I understand. You're, you know.
The only good thing was Christopher Walken.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Walken, he's amazing, but sometimes, no, anyway, so we went down to this comic book shop, and we walked all the way, 3 miles
I think you should tell the story. It's Christopher Walken, shouldn't he?
We went down to the show, but first, we went down to the comic book shop, and when we went, we bought, 20 comic books and spent $70 on all of these things. We did. We spent a lot. No, not that much. It was more like, 40 or 50. But I did. I bought so many comic books.
Wow.
And I did. I bought so many. But one of them was the Batman Returns and also the Batman 1989 comics. And Spider-Man was celebrating, what was it, 25th or 30th?
30 years. 30 years was coming up. Yeah. I guess, 92.
And I still have them. So I don't know how much I spent.
I have them now, too.
But I did spend a ton of bucks on comic books. And I still got most of them, if not all of them. And I remember I got Superman and X-Men.
If I'm not mistaken, that was the same day as the infamous Residence Call.
Residence, it was.
Yeah, because I was trying to call.
It was the same day.
To go.
And he and I walked across the street.
Okay, I have to explain that story real quick because the listener's not going to know what we're talking about. Okay, so I called over to Seth's house. Seth's little brother calls, and I said, I didn't recognize his brother's voice. I said, is this the Richards residence? And his brother's like, Residence? He didn't know what that meant, and he hung up.
Yeah.
He freaked out.
Seth and I also went across the street to this great big grocery store, and we bought tons of snacks and things for the movie theater, and there was a great big Steve Urkel doll. And I mean, it has Steve Urkel, then Urkelos, and all these things. And I did not buy those, but I remember buying everything that said Batman. Of course, that's what you just have to do. If it says Batman, you have to take that to the movie theater.
Right.
I spent so much money on that little stupid walk, and of course, it was so much trying to carry all that back. And it was a crazy day, but boy, it was worth it.
Yeah, and then we all went to the movie, and I have some infamous moments. I was a little overexcited.
Yes. I remember getting back to the theater. Getting back to go to the theater, and that's whenever your brother was freaking out. This guy called Jeremy called. and you called him a stupid idiot. I remember that.
Eric had originally woken us up once because we were sleeping. That's how we woke up for the day. Was my little brother, who was probably only about 5 or 6 at the time. Residence!
It was a crazy, crazy, crazy day.
I think I said a choice word I shouldn't have when Eric was screaming.
A choice word. I remember that. I remember waking up.
Yeah, you chose it, didn't you?
Yeah. I think it might have been a day that you made me your, I don't know if I should say famous or infamous chocolate milk. But he used to make.
Oh, put salsa in it, right?
Yes, he used to make.
It was ahead of its time because now salsa and chocolate is a real thing that people have together.
That's true.
So really, I'm an innovator. I was a Tony Stark.
Yes, but
he didn't appreciate it.
But people know. People know what they're getting. I did not. He used to say, here's chocolate milk. And it wasn't a small cup. It was one of those great big 7-Eleven cups.
Big
with
enough
chunks.
That he would have a few swallows
before you realized.
It was gross.
I was professional. I knew how to keep people from telling it first.
It was chunky. It was gross.
That's what Philip would have a smile on his face while he was drinking it first. And go, no.
Oh, which reminds me, I wanted to ask you about some ice cream flavors. I should pull this list out. There is a new ice cream coming out around Disneyland. I guess this is popular around on the West Coast already. But so they're bringing this into the downtown Disney area, but they have oddball flavors like sweet corn and stuff like that. And when we went over this, I was like, you know what? Philip is gutsy. He'll try things.
I would try it.
I should have had a list with me. I think it's on my phone. Where is my phone? There's my phone. It was on the, I think, Disney Parks blog or whatever, but don't know, but there was this list, and they would start with something somewhat normal and have strawberry, but then they would mix in some stuff and add some spices. And even the waffle cones are not normal waffle cones. They have, like, weird seasonings.
Jalapeno?
Yeah, stuff like that, yeah.
I would try at least once.
Yeah, I mean, you'd try it at least one time because you're gutsy. You can try things.
And yet he was just whining about salsa and
salsa and chocolate.
If I know it's there, it's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, to not know.
Well, then that begs the question. After you knew what it was, did you continue to drink and say, well, let me try that now that I got an idea?
Because when you felt like vomit. You know, it's in the mind, you know. It's in the mind.
Yeah. Now it's chunky milk and you always think sour.
Yeah. Well, when you see onions.
What was even greater, though, was my stepdad mocking him to drink it. He's like, come on now. You're always bragging, tough guy.
Oh. Should have made your stepdad drink it.
Well, that's what it should have done. But no, I was like, no.
Hey, tough guy.
I'll waste your half a gallon of milk. Of course, I was also didn't have to pay for it, but, you know.
Well, it's always now easier when it's free.
Yeah, when it's free.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, now when you pay for it, you're like, nope.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, no, I'll drink that.
Then he turns into your real dad.
That's right.
No cheapskate.
And more stories that the listeners just aren't going to know.
No.
That's why it's Comic Free Day.
Which I did see a reminder from Clinton Albert of the Comedy Forecast, found at comedyforecast.com. That is the number 4. He did remind us all that when you go to, don't just grab the free stuff, buy something and support your local comic shop, which we're not really at a local comic shop here.
Well, no.
So we have to go hit some local places too, just to buy stuff.
Well, let's see what a dollar can get.
Yeah. Not much. Well, I don't even know if you can buy a piece of gum.
If they refuse,
well, the Action Comics 1000 is $8. You know, I might get it.
If they refuse my patriotism, you know, for a dollar, patronism, then you know
I refuse your patriotism.
That's right.
To me, Action Comics 1000 is patriotism.
There you go.
But if they refuse to accept that dollar that has George Washington on it, frankly, then they deserve what they get.
Exactly. There you go.
I can go cheaper. I've got a penny.
Penny used to buy you a piece of gum.
It's 10 o'clock on the dot.
Well, you know what? I'm going to roll back like that to our favorite movie. We're rolling prices back to 1955.
Falling Down.
Yeah, I was hoping one of you would say the title of the movie so people would get the reference.
I made a comic book picture of that one time.
I think I remember that. Oh, they're opening the doors. All right, we're going in. All right, the little ones are going to go in first. I hope nobody says anything about the limits.
That's why I said that.
All right. Attack.
Ooh. I got it.
Oops, sorry. One copy per title. Awesome.
And we have adult ones over on our zombie series.
I gotta make sure I grab. Okay.
I gotta stretch. Hold on.
Sorry. Disney Princess, please. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Did I grab a Doctor Who? Okay. There's that Spider-Man. Gotta grab that one. There's the Avengers. Spider-Man's right over here. I'll pass one to you there. Working as a James Bond. Holy cow.
Here you go, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Did I grab the tick? Yes, I did. Oh, I didn't grab an Overwatch yet, though. Should grab an Overwatch. I usually like to grab the bongo one, too, because there's usually some funny stuff. Oh, there's the bongo way over there. Oh, well, thank you.
Shall we, like, to...
Don't you just love comic book fans? We're all just helping each other out here.
I heard for Christmas.
Can I get somebody to hand me a SpongeBob?
You're good.
Thank you so much. I heard somebody say, oh, there it is, Nightmare Before Christmas. That's a Disney thing I'm going to cover for the show. Okay. Invader Zim wasn't. I'm gonna grab one if we can get that over to Deanna. I think Deanna really liked Invader Zim.
Go ahead.
Okay, did I grab everything?
I got you one. Yes.
World's Greatest Cartoonist.
Which one? That one.
Crush.
Thank you.
I think.
Crush. Thank you.
I think I've got it covered now.
I'm gonna pick you up.
I feel like I should go through my list.
Dang it. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I grabbed an Avengers. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Okay, I think I got everything that I need to read and talk about on the show. All right, so now we've just walked out of there, and it was very funny. I was just talking to Philip about the Stan Lee biography comic book with between him and Peter David, and you found a copy of it.
Yes, and not even on purpose.
It's yeah. like winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because it didn't have the dust jacket on it that I would have recognized. It actually just had the regular hardcover that had all these characters that Stan Lee had created.
But so, fortunately, Philip's Bruce Wayne detective-like skills.
Sure, that's what we'll call it.
But it's been fun so far. Free comic books and the ones I paid for.
Yep. And the other one you got was like a Superman Bizarro yeah. world kind of thing?
I don't remember ever completing that collection before. I remember having two or three of them. And what was really neat about them, why I liked them, let me make sure I'm correct on this one.
Dang it, I got root beer all over myself. Let's keep me. I need to get a...
Yes, I was correct. Richard Donner and
Escape from Bizarro.
Yes, okay. And Jeff Johns and Richard Donner was involved with this.
Well, that's cool.
Yes, and that's why I loved it so much. And so, you know, you got to love them. And so I had to get this.
Yeah, I've got a graphic novel of Bizarro's world. It's one of the clone Bizarros, and he builds his own metropolis inside of this old warehouse and grabs Lois so he can keep putting her in danger and saving her.
Yeah, Bizarro, if ever you want to have, if you have a hard time reading, and you want to have a much harder time reading, read Bizarro.
Yeah, I mean, Superman.
I mean, it's hard. It messes with your head after a while. I love the one, and this might be that. There's one, no, I don't believe it is, but there is one where they have Bizarro and this Batman. I remember what it's called right now, but they have a Bizarro Batman get involved, and it is... I think it's one where it's the Batman Superman comic, Superman Batman actually, but it's pretty cool, and pretty fun.
I wonder now. I thought I heard something about that. You know, that Dark Knight Metal series. I haven't gotten a chance to read it. Eric's showed me where I can find digital copies. I haven't gotten a chance to read them yet. I know Eric really enjoyed it. Apparently, it's been a very big deal. But there's multiple different Batmans of all these different multiverse areas. And I think they said something that there was a Bizarro Batman involved.
Yeah, it was. I believe it was on the Superman Batman comics, and it was a lot of fun because I had never seen a Bizarro Batman before. But it was cool. I can't remember what they called him, but it was cool.
Bat-Zarro?
That was it.
Although that sounds more like a Bizarro.
That was it, though. Bat-Zarro.
Bat-Zarro.
Yeah, it was fun. To see those two together, though, they're of course off their nut, but they're really cool. I remember Batman dealing with it, though. That was what I thought was so great. Was I remember Bat-Zarro coming down upside down, and you know, he was just crazy and scary. I must say, he was kind of reminded me of a Venom, the way he was hanging upside down and had this really spooky looking smile and just drooling, and it was just he was creepy. I loved him.
Which is also just makes me think of the disappointing. Did y'all see that trailer for Venom?
Yes, I did.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, I won't say that I'm disappointed yet, because I haven't seen it yet. The only thing for me personally...
Disconnecting it from Spider-Man and yes. making a symbiote something you made in the lab is like, aww.
Yes, that's the only thing is I haven't seen it. I won't say anything yet, but... It seems to me that Venom without Spider-Man doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it loses some of his impact.
I'm sorry, when I see Tom Hardy, I can't help but think of that voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Spider-Man. Yes.
I wonder if they let him do both voices, because the Venom voice that you hear, I wonder, you know, that'd be kind of interesting.
They said he did both of them.
That's pretty cool. And neither one of them sounded like Patrick Stewart.
That's a shame.
I know.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
Venom.
We must join. Make it so.
And to me, he is Patrick Stewart, the younger version. Because he was.
Well, if they do some of these new Star Trek movies, if they do some next generation stuff, there you go.
I would love for them to do that. That'd be great.
You get Mark Zuckerberg to play Data.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's let him stare wide-eyed at everything.
Now all I'd have to do is pretend he's back in the Senate hearings.
Exactly.
Who would you get to play Jonathan Frakes' character, you know?
The Rock. You have to put him in if you want to make a blockbuster. And that would kind of fit. Well. Wouldn't he be an awesome Riker? You'd call him Rocker, though.
No, man. We can't have him as Riker.
The Rock could be Worf.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
He'd be an awesome Worf.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That
I was
going
to say, he cannot be Riker. You have to have somebody
who's kind of some tall, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, what's his name? The guy who played Duke.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just saying, the girls will like him. He's supposed to be a handsome guy.
Yeah.
Who would be good with the ladies. Yeah, I'll be supposed to be good with the ladies. And he would be good with the ladies.
Then get Daniel Craig.
There you go. Oh, yeah, if he hadn't already played Kirk's dad, you'd get, what's his name, Thor, you know? Chris Pike. Well, get his brother.
Get his brother.
Yeah.
Which, somebody please cast one of those two to play He-Man in this new upcoming Masters of the Universe film.
Yes. I don't know if it's going to be
Which
good
I
not.
Did hear some rumor that one of those scripts, now some of the original storyline of the comics, and even they did that,
that's
and I'm
good.
Talking the Mattel comics,
yes.
And even like
the
newer, some of the newer cartoon had where that you find out that Keldor, who became Skeletor, was the uncle of He-Man.
That'd be interesting.
But what they're looking at doing is making him and Skeletor brothers. So they're both sons of Randor, and Keldor was the elder brother and figured he had the rights to it, but he took it too far and scarred himself because he was wanting power and not just the rule.
I kind of like it better is his uncle. That seems to me like almost a Shakespearean, you know, almost Hamlet.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the DC Comics kind of, they went a little further on the reason that Keldor had blue skin and they had him part of another race as well. I didn't get to read all those comics, unfortunately.
I would
like to read them.
Oh.
They were good. They were
super. You just remind me of something else I'm after here. I'm after that He-Man Thundercats.
Yeah, I got one issue of it and He-Man was dead, so I was like, no, I'm out.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think they bring him back because I've seen other issues.
I hope so, because I've got a funeral issue and I was like, well, what are you kidding me?
They have other
because
issues.
Because Lino was taking up the power sword.
On the other issues that I've seen, He-Man's on the covers, so. Yeah.
Unless that was before the funeral.
Maybe.
Before he dies.
But they have on several other issues, so I believe he comes back. So
I'd hope so.
I could be wrong.
It seems like such a great idea, Thundercats and He-Man together. And then I got a couple issues and I read that. It's like, what? He's dead? It's like, oh, I don't want to read this anymore. Kill Lion-O. I don't care about him.
Hey.
I was never a fan
of Thundercats. I'll have you know, him and Lion-O are a good tag team, at least on my wrestling game.
They would make
game.
A good tag team.
At least on my wrestling game.
Amongst many other things.
Well, yeah. And they are together with Snake Eyes and Optimus Prime.
There you go.
Against Snake Eyes and Megatron and Cobra Commander and who's the last one? Oh, yes, of course, Mumra.
He's talking about the WWE games where you can create your own wrestlers in case anyone doesn't know what we're talking about.
I do this every year. I put together these silly teams.
Oh, but it's more fun that way.
It is.
That's the only reason I bought any of them except
Fire Pro World
Tour. Oh, yes.
That looks cool.
I want to get that.
Well, those games play better than the WWE 2K games. Got better AI and stuff, so
that's fun.
You don't see the computer doing the same stupid stuff like, unfortunately, they will on the WWE games.
I just love the retro look of that. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that looks fun.
So
I want to get that.
Well, and the good thing is, it's brought the old thing back where if somebody has a title, they can take it from another person's system. Like if Philip creates a title.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And you battle them online and you beat them, then
that'd be fun.
That's a pretty good idea, actually.
That's something I should create, the retro Mattel, you know, retro Mattel heavyweight.
Remember what that belt was like that Eddie had.
Oh, my gosh. That was something Seth defeated Eddie, and Eddie was beating the living tar out of Seth, and he was showing off, Eddie's my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
He was showing off and really kind of rubbing it in, and Seth was this ninja character, and he was just really being smug and being kind of creepy, and it was really funny, because all of a sudden, he puts Seth's character up on this post, and he was about to do this great big move, and all Seth's character does is go boop, and punch him barely
just
in the face, just a jab right in the face, knocks Eddie's character down at 1, 2, 3, he wins, steals Eddie's favorite belt.
And the great part was though, Eddie was saying, you have got to be kidding me.
And the belt was taken from his card and sent on to mine, and he lost it, never got it back. And if that was not enough, his son goes, I knew my daddy would lose. and he was so mad, he threw my controller down and went upstairs like a child.
Which game was that?
Oh, what was that one called, Seth?
WCW versus NWO World Tour.
World Tour.
I think I might remember.
Oh, man. Wasn't
that on the PlayStation?
Yeah, didn't have Big, yeah. Did that one have Big Show on the cover? I mean,
Sting on the cover, the one I was thinking of.
Oh, you know what? I can't remember. Maybe it was Bella.
Well, it had more than one. It had like this, with the, it had like six of them.
Yeah, so. The giant.
Yeah. Hogan was one of them.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he was a Hollywood.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Here you go.
All right, well, now we're at Bebop Comics. We're going to go in and we're looking Bebop. For Superman here.
Bebop?
All right, so now we've just left Bebop Comics.
Yes, and we spent quite a bit.
Yeah, we won't say.
But I found one of the comics I really wanted. I didn't get it because they're on issue number 8. It's called Old Jack Burton. And I'm not getting it because I'm still in the middle of collecting all the Big Trouble in Little China books that they're done making. I'm in the middle of doing all that. And I'm going to collect all the Old Jack Burton and that. I'm a Big Trouble in Little China fan, a fanatic, actually. And it's hilarious. The comics, the Big Trouble in China comics, start at the end of that movie. And it's really, really hilarious.
Oh, so you get to pick up with that monster?
Yes, that's where it starts. It starts at the back of that truck, and right where the movie ended. And the art is hilarious. And Jeremy, one of the books I'm about to order, by books I mean graphic novel, which is like the comic books put together, is him. Jack Burton teams up with Snake Plissken, and it's great. That's you, if you know me, and which you don't, but I'm a Kurt Russell fanatic. I love the guy. Kurt Russell played both roles, and these are both John Carpenter movies.
Yeah.
And John Carpenter used Kurt Russell a lot in the 80s and such. And so it's so great. And John Carpenter, by the way, helped write these comics.
Oh, cool.
And a lot of them, at least. Anyway, it's great that you get to have John Carpenter films put in a comic book, and both these John Carpenter characters, played by Kurt Russell, get together. And they're fighting monsters and things. And I'm in the middle of collecting all this stuff. And so now they have Old Jack Burton, and that's him nowadays. And I can't
that's
wait
cool.
to get all that. But I didn't get that simply because I thought, I don't want to start number 8. I want to get them all together, you know, in order.
So Saturday traffic.
So we found Superman 1000.
Yes, we did.
And we got them with Finally. Different covers because they have several, which, you know, I think that's right. They're not the cheapest of the Superman comics, but it's because they have lots of different stories in this comic.
Yeah, it is a collection of stuff, and it's still just, it's 80 years of Superman.
Yes. And the thing is it is, I believe, the first comic book, they believe. It's believed to be the very first comic to reach 1,000. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I think it is the very first comic to reach that a milestone. And it is a milestone.
Yep.
Now, keep in mind, I'm wearing a Superman shirt, tank top, belt, all at the same time. I would be wearing my socks, but I decided not to wear those today.
And I'm advertising. I have a Neverland Podcast t-shirt on, which you can buy at neverlandpodcast.com. Follow the links to the shop. You can find all of our t-shirt designs ready and waiting for you to enjoy.
And that's wonderful.
And I need to add some of your design stuff. I need to work out something with you because I got a lot of your artwork, and I'd like to be able to
That'd be
put
wonderful.
On some shirts.
That'd be wonderful, you know. The truth be told is this comic book that we bought, that all these different covers, they only had the two different covers that we bought. The one I wanted to get, they were out of, which is okay, you know. I'm glad we got it.
Yeah.
I also bought number one because it's kind of starting over with the Action Comics, which I don't blame him. I mean, why would you want to go to 1,200? I mean, you might as well start.
Because you can eventually get to 2,000 in another 80 years?
Well, that's true, but that's, you know, that's, let's be honest, though. No one's going to be around at that point, you know, from, so, and by the way, they'll probably, if I know what I'm pretty sure I know, as far as Marvel Comics goes and others, whenever they have milestone starting overs and all, I mean, they a lot of times will put that on the side. I mean, they started over with Fantastic Four and all that kind of stuff, and they say,
recently they booted again.
Yeah, and when they do that, they a lot of times say, on the side, you know, 400 or whatever, they'll let you know that there was a time that they began another, you know, another time over.
And recently, like in Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Man, when they hit the actual, what would have been 300 issues from the original, they went ahead and started numbering from 300.
Yeah.
So like Amazing Spider-Man did when they hit a certain number, they went ahead and just started renumbering it from the old numbers.
So it is
confusing.
This
new Amazing Spider-Man number one that's coming out, I believe, in June, eventually they'll probably just put it back to the old numbers.
See, it's very confusing. You have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure this stuff out sometimes. You do.
Yeah. And I had me some success over in the 50 Cent bin. I actually found the near-complete Secret Wars 2. I couldn't find the first issue, but I found every other issue.
And thanks to my friends, it was a moment ago we were talking about the He-Man Thundercats. I forgot about it, like I said I would. And y'all found it for me and brought it to me while I was paying for the other comics of Superman.
I saw it, and then I looked at the back page to make sure that He-Man came back to life.
And does he?
Yeah.
Well, you ruined it for me!
I spoiled it!
No,
so
I'm joking.
Sorry.
I'm joking, but I was right, wasn't he?
But he was on the back cover going, oh, Thundercats!
And as there you Jeremy go. Was going towards the front of that line to race to Philip, you could hear the chariots.
You know, when I drink a Diet A&W while driving and it's in the brown bottle, I wonder who's looking at me and say, what is he drinking while he's driving? Because it does look suspicious.
Oh, I thought it was just because you look suspicious, but that's okay.
I'm drinking root beer.
Well, that's all right.
So we have had a very successful free comic book day.
But we spent plenty of money on our own.
Yeah.
We
just we're supporting
else.
Local business.
And then the person that's been making Madden, in charge of Madden for the last 6 years, he just quit. Even before this last Madden.
Oh, man.
And usually, if a developer's going to quit, they'll usually wait until the end of the development cycle, but
those things are really bad.
Yeah, so
that's okay. We don't want to play it. Derek Johnson's a Raider now, so we don't want to play it anymore.
Yeah.
You know what they need? They need to get the guy who made the E.T. game.
So, you know what? Really, if I had my way, I'd almost take a remastered version of, like, the PS2 Maddens, like 05 and 06. Those were really fun games.
I think I still have 05 for my GameCube. I think.
Well, don't get rid of it. That's probably, you know, until they get people that know what they're doing, you probably won't get a football game better, because ever since they've bought out the competition.
Yeah. Heck, I'd still like to play Tecmo Bowl some more.
You know what? They actually have a Tecmo Bowl thing on the computer. I guess people play it online and stuff, and they like
it. Oh, really?
They update it with the rosters of and players.
And for what I understand, Seth, didn't you say that they're going to be making, what was that game we used to play where you were in, for some reason my mind just messed up on me.
Are you thinking about Mutant League?
Mutant League Football.
It's out.
Oh, it's out.
It's been out for a while.
I just haven't played it yet, apparently, but yeah.
I haven't either, but it's I looked up the ratings. It's got good ratings.
Good. They even had a cartoon. Remember that?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, Mutant League Football was great back in the day.
Yeah, well, that was a big deal.
But, you know, you would try to get into the playoffs, and you'd have two things against you. One, it'd be hard to beat the computer normally. Then your players would die. So
yes.
You couldn't finish the game.
No, you couldn't. And you remember the other one they had? It was Borkskin or whatever it was?
Yeah, Pigskin
Raw. And that one was a lot of fun. You'd have, like, Vikings.
Oh, wow.
And it was fun. You'd come out and you'd see people get hit with these great, great big, like, blunt objects. And
well, I think my favorite field, though, in Mutant League, they had the asteroid field.
Yes.
Holes
oh,
in
cool.
It.
Yes, that's how I remember. You'd fall
around,
through.
Yeah, they would die. They just wouldn't come back.
Yeah, they just fall like, into the, just out into the atmosphere.
They'd be like, well, there goes Scary Ice.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You fall, and you see them floating into space.
You know, they had the fake names for it. Like, you knew Scary Ice was supposed to be Jerry Rice as the
Husker. Yeah. Pretty good stuff.
And if you got mad, they had things where, like, you could bribe the ref.
Oh, wow.
And then kill the ref. I remember we spent hours.
Oh my gosh. Goodness. Yeah, I mean,
this has got a re-release?
Yeah, I want to get that.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I want NFL Blitz to come back. Although you can play it. I got food flying out my mouth. DraftKate up here has got NFL Blitz.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah, it was very over the top, and I love that you had wrestling moves for tackles.
But you know, that was back when the Chiefs, unfortunately, were stuck with Elvis Gerback.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we didn't need a reminder of that.
Oh, how could you forget?
I tried.
He can't catch the ball himself. He can only throw it, but he can't catch it. I'll never forget him criticizing Tony Gonzalez. I can throw the ball, but I can't catch it. Well, you got to throw it to where it can be caught in the first place.
Yikes. But we got Mahomes, or is it just Mahomes? I never know when I see his name. I'm not sure how you're supposed to pronounce it.
This is Mahomes.
Just Mahomes.
Which just sounds just Mahomes. Just
like, that's Mahomes.
But you know, his situation is a strange one, though, too, because it's not very often. Like, Alex Smith was the top-rated passer last year.
Yeah, he just got better and better every season.
But, you know, but it's never happened before, like, where the first rated passer in the league got traded that offseason and replaced. So,
yeah.
You know, the kid's going to be good, but he's going to have lots of pressure because the fans, you know, the fans are already expecting him to be like Lynn Dawson.
No. It takes time.
It's going to take time. Well, hopefully, you know, he got to work with Alex a bit. And
hopefully he was trained, you know.
But the sad thing was, though, like the Chiefs were so scared to draft quarterback since the 80s because they drafted a guy named Todd Blackledge in the first round and he was horrible, and apparently Lamar Hunt was so scared that he told all his coaches we're not drafting quarterbacks in the first round. And so they that's where you got in them bringing all these old quarterbacks to play, like Steve Berg, Dan Craig.
This is where old quarterbacks come to die.
It was for San Francisco once. Although I did enjoy Montana.
Yes, I did.
Oh, man, you kid. Those were our best years for us, you know, when we were younger.
Well, that was the most hyped up.
Marcus Allen here, yes.
Well, when you had him and Marcus Allen, like, because when they first signed Montana, everybody's like, they're like, oh, there's no way they're going to get Marcus Allen. And then and then
Joe Phillips.
What? That was Phillips' favorite player.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, I mean, we had everybody at the time. I always had a Band-Aid on my nose every week.
Neil Smith
and
Derek Thomas.
Man, those were the days for us.
Yeah.
You know, here's the sad thing. They could never get a quarterback. Like, if you would have had, I hate to say, if you would have had Alex Smith on one of those teams, they probably would have.
Yeah.
But, you know, they could never get an offense to go with the defense.
No. Man, those are the days. I still get excited thinking about it. We were pumped up. You remember I drew back then, Seth, even afterwards with the Bono and such, I would draw every week, just excited, draw every week the game we were going to play. I did.
Yes.
And I even drew out every month. I'd draw out.
Did you do wonderful characters of the coaches?
Yeah. Oh, Seth, let's not go there.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello, everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you.
Yeah!
Say goodbye.
credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.